This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. At least three doctors and their driver were killed and another wounded in an explosion in the southern part of the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday morning as they were driving to work at the country's largest prison. In a statement, authorities from the prison expressed deep regret upon receiving the news that the acting director general of the prison's health department, Brigadier Dr. Nazifa Ibrahimi, was killed along with two other doctors and a driver earlier this morning. Family sources say the male doctor killed in the attack, Dr. Abdul-Mateen, was Dr. Ibrahimi's husband. Flights to the UK were showing as canceled on departure boards at Berlin's Brandenburg Airport on Monday after Germany imposed a travel ban on Britain amid concerns over a new variant on the coronavirus detected there. Christian Jones is a traveler from London.
How do I like not being able to fly freely around Europe? I think it's a little bit annoying. Yeah, I think I'll be able to come back, but I'll be traveling in a month or two, so it's not acute, my travel situation, so yeah.
And Suzanne Pioff is a German, and she lives in London.
I mean, I'm German, and here everybody is even more precautious. We just don't know what's going to happen. Of course, in a way, I think we are exaggerating, but I don't want to say something else because we don't know what happened. So better to be precautious for sure.
Travelers turning up for flights to destinations in the UK were disappointed, with some saying they hope to be able to travel again in a few months. Trucks in Calais were still crossing the English Channel to the UK through the Eurotunnel and on ferries on Tuesday. The volume was much reduced given the travel ban from the UK, but there is currently no ban on goods going to the UK from France. Trucks headed to the UK, however, will probably have to take a COVID test. This is VOA News. Congress passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package that would finally deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals and resources to vaccinate a nation confronting a frightening surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
If we're going to safely enter the economy and our schools, we must crush the virus. I have hope. Because of the virus, that's why we could support this bill.
Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican from Texas.
We have big wins in this package to help us defeat the virus once and for all, with billions more in funding for vaccines, testing, distribution, and more.
A bill approved on Monday night went to President Donald Trump for his signature, which is expected to happen soon. A new report from the Air Force finds service members who are black are more likely to be investigated, arrested, and punished than their white counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
The Air Force Inspector General's report finds a large number of black service members reported experiences with bias and racism. One-third feel that they don't get the same opportunities as their peers who are white and are less likely to be promoted to higher ranks, but more likely to be investigated and disciplined. One black squadron commander said there was little support, and it seems that if black service members make one mistake, it's the end of their career. The report comes as the Pentagon struggles with a broader effort to expand diversity within the ranks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Two election technology companies whose names have come up in President Donald Trump's false charges of widespread voter fraud in the presidential election are fighting back, prompting unusual public statements from Fox News and Newsmax. These statements over the weekend and on Monday came after the companies Smartmatic and Dominion, two separate companies, raised the prospect of legal action for reporting what they said was false information about them. Both companies were referenced in the campaign suggestion that the vote counts in swing states were manipulated to the advantage of President-elect Joe Biden. The companies, however, deny several statements made about them, and there is no evidence any voting system switched or deleted votes in the 2020 election. A nearly two-minute pre-taped segment was aired over the weekend on a Fox Business Network program hosted by Lou Dobbs and Fox News Channel shows with Maria Bartiromo and Janine Pirro. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, and this is VOA News.